to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Laura, what do you got?
All right, guys. So I've said this before, but, you know, here we are. I said hopefully one day we won't say the first of anything. But today, here we are. Today, I want to say congratulations, and I hope I don't butcher her name because then that's super embarrassing. Ketanji Brown Jackson, she has been sworn in as the first black woman in the Supreme Court. And then I love the statement that she said. It said, she said, it has taken 232 years and 115 prior appointments, but we've made it. So shout out to her. Quick one. But it's a big deal to me as a woman of color. It's a big deal.
I think it is a big deal. Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly. So, yeah. Look, this country's demographics have been changing to some people's chagrin. But I think at the end of it's funny how I don't want to go too far on a diatribe on this, but I love how this country has always been kind of made up of immigrants for the most part outside. You know, I mean, there were Native Americans, but beyond that, they've all been immigrants in some way, shape or form. But some immigrants are cool to be like part of it and some aren't. So and some people's backgrounds are cool to be part of it, and some aren't. So I'm glad as long as the world becomes more diverse, I'm a happy person. But anyway.
Listen, it is cool. Listen, today you said Laura was her swearing in. Is that right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. And, but even months ago when it was that she was getting this gig, you know, I mean, there were like people that were interviewing her. I want to say Congress people that were like emotional about it. Like, hey, mm-hmm. African-American woman finally making it to the Supreme Court, like an African-American woman as vice president of the United States, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's a very, very big deal. So I'm glad you brought that up because truth be told, between the USC-UCLA story earlier today, the NBA free agency stuff, and even the Dodgers tonight against the Padres in a first-place battle, I've stayed away from, like, real news. So you're telling me something that I need to know.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you, Laura. Yes, absolutely.
And she's it's the first time four women actually sit on the high court bench at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. That is an excellent point there. By the way, one of my buddies, her mom is a teacher or was an educator. I don't know if she still is. One of my buddies, her mom was my buddy's teacher in high school.
Her really? Mom.
She was the principal in retrospect. Now that I think about it. Yeah. She was her mom's an educator.
Oh, the judge's mom.
Yeah. Judge's mom was an educator. Yep. And she was the principal, my buddy's principal. It's pretty cool stuff. So
wow.
By a few degrees of separation, I know her.
That's awesome.
You should text her right now.
No, I don't know her like that. I'm not like you.
No, you don't know her. You don't have that kind of relationship with her, huh?
Yeah, I don't.
Now, has Martin gotten back to you, the UCLA athletic director?
He has not, but I heard Boney got back to you.
Mike Bone just got back to me and said, hey, man, it's going to be kind of hard for me to jump on the air with you guys tonight. And I'm like, well, you know what? News dump Friday. Going into a holiday weekend,
yeah.
It would be, you know, it would be really cool, George.
Well, there'll be a lot of people on the road tomorrow, so.
George, wouldn't it be cool, though, if we could get Mike Bone and Martin Jarmon.
Together?
Jarmon. Oh, Jarmon. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if we could get both athletic directors on the show at the same time?
It would be cool, yeah.
It'd be nice to hear them talk about this kind of thing.
Yeah, it would be cool. I don't know if I don't know how that would work, but perhaps. You never know.
Well, either way, I'd love to talk to both of these gentlemen over the course of the next day and go into this holiday weekend with, I mean, it is a monster story that is literally rattling the world of college football today.
You know, you're really putting me in a bad spot, Cap.
Why is that, man?
Because I was talking
He wanted to get Bone for Mason Ireland. Yeah. Too bad, bro. Cappy's got a relationship.
Not only are you getting Mike Bone, who I reached out for, you're getting both.
Oh, because Jarman's coming on tomorrow?
No, I'm sure you're going to get Jarman at some point.
Also, well, he'll text me back eventually.
Yeah, you're actually close with him. So that's why I was like, oh, I'll take Bone.
Wait, Cappy's actually close to Boney, too?
I know, but, you know, one or the other. You got to choose one, right?
But Greg.
No, wait a second. No. Don't even go there. Your show takes everybody, okay?
Everybody.
Oh, Sean McVay ought to come on our show, or Lincoln Riley,
okay,
or
so
whoever.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with Sean McVay. Sean McVay goes on based on his schedule. His schedule works during Mason.
Oh, my God.
And
You guys always cry if they don't get somebody.
You're going to like this. I think McVay's better with you.
Oh, I know he's better with us.
So that's why, like, this is what they wanted. If it was my choice, I would have had McVay with you.
Oh, I know that. You've said that to me. But my point is, you guys always end up getting everybody because of the time frame. So you know what? If Cappy wants...
Good for you, Cap.
If Cappy has a relationship with Boney, Boney's coming on. And we're going to introduce him not only as Mike Bone, the athletic director at USC, but we're going to like, Boney, lay it on us. Lay it on us. Bring it in.
In a big... Oh, you know we're going to say bring it in, and he's going to bring it in.
Yeah.
And I see, George, me, you, and Mike Bone with a three-way love fest. I see that.
Okay. Big Boney's coming on tomorrow.
So in the meantime, though, Bergie, I just want to say one thing, which is I thought there's a rule on Mason and Ireland about no guesting.
Well, oh, no. Yeah, there's that, too.
Okay,
but no, only when it's like someone that they want.
So yeah, well, it depends. depends on who the person is and if it makes sense because, you know, they have been doing interviews for a very long time. And, you know.
We're going to have Ariel Helwani probably on tomorrow, too. You want him, too? Or I'm
No, he works with you guys.
Okay.
Ariel is awesome, by the way. Laura just said the same thing. But either way, like, we had Keyshawn on today. That was a guest.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Why did you have Keyshawn on today?
Because he went to USC. And he's Keyshawn Johnson.
Talk about the man.
But I heard him talking about like KD for like something ridiculous.
He brought that up.
What was happening there?
Yeah, he brought that up, which was really good. The only problem was, you know, Mason and Ireland, I'm sure this is going to get cut up at some point and they're going to make fun of me, but they didn't do a really good job with him. Keyshawn was great. Wow. But that interview is the reason why I don't want to have them have interviews.
Why weren't they good, though? I don't understand.
I mean, it's just because they don't know how to play with him. They don't know how to have fun with him. Like, you guys, when you talk to Boney, you're going to call him Boney and have a good time with him.
Yeah.
You don't feel like Mason and Ireland have fun with their guests?
Chris Morales is walking in right now, and I don't know if he's going to agree with me or make fun of me also.
No, he's going to agree with you.
Well, this is the reason. It's because that's why I don't like having guests on them, because they just don't ask the great questions anymore. I'm sorry.
Wow. Anymore.
Getting cut up.
No, please do. I'll talk to them on Tuesday, and I don't care.
But what questions did they used to ask that they no longer ask?
No, I don't know. It's just a different style of radio now where it's just like you guys having fun with him and making him a part of the family. That's not what they do with these guys.
I tell you, I wasn't planning to do a Friday open since it's a holiday and I'll be on the golf course.
Let's do it.
But I think there's going to be a Friday open across every show tomorrow. And every promo that airs is going to be Corporate Greg's take. On the Keyshawn Mason and Ireland interview.
I thought Keyshawn was great, by the way.
And now he would be better. Everybody would be better with us.
I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, no, we're better at guests. There's no question about that.
You are better with guests.
Wow. On the record.
Yeah. It is on the record.
But Morales,
why do you think
it's
I don't want them having guests?
Did you just call me Morales? I mean, an hour ago we were on the phone, you said Christopher.
I mean, I call you Christopher all the time, too. But, I mean, it's fine. All right, Christopher, you also know it's true, though.
I'm not denying it, but Corporate Greg is going out on the limb here.
Wow.
I'm just really happy.
Tomorrow's show, I got to be listening to him right
now. I'm not here tomorrow. I'm
not
here tomorrow.
Oh, that's
it. It doesn't matter. It'll still live on. You don't think it'll appear Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Look, this is what they get. Calling me idiot and stupid and, like, you know, shut up and all that kind of stuff. That's what they get.
Hey, Key, so you played at USC. What do you think about USC?
Hey, make sure you put that in the promo, too, please.
That's funny.
Hey, Chris.
Yes,
know that,
Cappy.
That now Rachel refers.
Rachel.
Right. She now calls Corporate Greg, Corporate Greg. Like, she doesn't call him Greg.
That's the power
Birdie.
Of branding,
That's
homeboy.
Funny.
Right. She just refers to him literally as Corporate Greg. She's like, well, isn't that his name? That's what you guys were all calling him.
What is on the free agency tally board? How are we doing, Greg? Should we make a promo about some of these acquisitions?
Yeah, Juan Toscano-Anderson is a really good one.
Okay.
I like Juan Toscano-Anderson.
We're excited about this.
Yes.
Christopher.
Okay, we'll make a promo. Jones.
Well, and we'll make he's part of la raza, man.
Like, oh, is he?
You know? Yeah, he's half Mexican.
Which half? Oh, never mind.
The first half.
Welcome.
It's the Toscano before the Anderson.
I just want that jersey.
I believe his dad.
Okay,
I don't know for sure.
Well,
but
that's nice. La raza.
Yeah. By the way, Big E, Eric Herrera, big fan of this show.
Yes.
And Sedano's Cap and Cap Circle of Trust has tweeted.
Love
at Sedano, at Scott Kaplan. Don't know, fellas. Sounds like Greg is saying Mace and Neutron. Oh, he just called me Ireland Jimmy Neutron. are has-beens.
Wow. I don't think. No, Greg didn't say that.
I did not say
that.
No,
Greg didn't say that. They're the Mandy Award winners. Right.
Yeah.
I'm saying they're not great at interviews anymore.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. That's what's being interpreted out there. That's what the Twitter streets are saying.
They're still great at radio and still great at doing their show.
Just not interviews.
The interviews aren't good.
But have they ever really been good at interviews?
I mean, that's a, you know, it's a
when, like, Bill Plunkett's on, they're good.
All right, guys. But, like, have a good rest of the show.
Wow. I'm really glad that I stuck around for this. This is going to be really good.
I introduced Amanda in the open. What happened?
No, but they have certain people they're good with, aren't they?
I mean, yeah. I mean, when if they know him, like Momo, they're good with Momo.
Right, they're great
well,
with Momo.
But she's a part of the show. Mm-hmm. Like she's
part of the fabric.
In. Yeah, she's
or like
a part
Thompson,
of it. Those thing. Are the people I like.
Michael Thompson is great on their show.
Absolutely.
Chris is upset at
he
Michael.
Was good yesterday.
Yeah, he's very upset.
Michael's
so.
Awesome.
He was funny yesterday. Now, he also hadn't been on in like a month, so I think that he
so wait, once
extra,
a month, I'm fine.
The extra energy.
Except for the stuff we had to dump, you know?
Chris, do you feel any better about Michael Thompson knowing that he probably is regretting the fact that he didn't come to the Mandy's?
I don't think is really he regretting it?
I feel like he is. I feel like he is.
Oh, he did?
No, you feel like it, but I don't feel like he actually is.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Oh, whatever. I thought Ireland, when he was throwing him in a trade today, was my happiest moment. I'll tell you the saddest picture from Friday night, though, is it's just on me because Keyshawn had walked out of the shot, the shot that they took the picture of, and it's me standing up there on stage with the Michael Thompson graphic behind me. That was my saddest moment from Friday night.
Now, did Keyshawn today, when he was on with Mason in Ireland, besides talking about USC joining the Big Ten, did he also review the Mandy's?
He did.
He did. They asked him, but it sound, I didn't catch. I caught the tail end of that, and that's when they got into basketball stuff right after. So,
Key, we got a question. Key, you played sports.
Key, you ran. I mean, at one time, anyway.
Oh, Mason is in his car right now fuming. There's no question.
No, it's Holiday Mace. We're at Holiday Mace.
No, I'm going to get a text.
No, you don't think so.
Oh, yeah, someone's going to.
Do you think he had acupuncture tonight? Because that's the only reason why he'd still be in the car.
Oh, maybe.
Well, he was there he was there for a while.
Oh, he was?
No, he's been gone for about 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he could be home by now, yeah.
He's probably sitting in front of the TV, like, just following the free agent frenzy.
Oh, it's a frenzy.
You know it is.
Well, Corporate Greg wanted me to image a frenzy, so we got a frenzy going on.
Oh, frenzies are going on.
Yeah.
Christopher, what are you doing there, by the way?
Well, we got some. Well, I had a meeting that I might have drank a couple martinis at, and now I'm here, and then we've got a dinner, the whole mishpoka.
Martini, speaking
of. I'll probably have a couple more martinis.
Yeah.
Like, I Ubered, though. That's when we spoke, when I was in the Uber.
Right, you were in the Uber, yes. Yeah. You were telling him where to turn.
Yes.
Chris, what was Key's just overall feeling?
Amazing.
You know, he didn't come to the rehearsals, obviously, as we talked about. And he was kind of riding shotgun as you were driving. What did he think about the whole thing?
He loved it. He thought it was amazing. So this means that next year, hopefully he'll actually partake in the rehearsals. We can plan more stuff out, and it'll be fun.
God, it was so fun.
It was so fun.
So, Donald, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble on Monday, aren't I?
Tuesday.
No,
Tuesday. We're off Monday.
Until Tuesday. Yeah. You're fine. 4th of July. Until Tuesday. Hopefully everybody will forget, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably not.
Well, no, because that open will play. It'll remind everybody.
Bergie,
they're going to be salty at you. There's no
question.
Are they going to try and trade you?
No,
again?
I don't think
so. No, that reverse trade? Trade you to? Travis and Sliwa? I mean, you know.
A reverse trade. That's right.
Oh, you would love that, though.
You
want to work earlier anyway. Like, you've just been angling for working earlier for years.
You've caught me. Hey, Key, you grew up in L.A. What do you think about this?
Oh, you know, somebody, DJ Trunks just tweeted us, and he just said, Greg right now. And it's a picture of, what's the guy
Ted Lasso,
the assistant coach?
Oh, dude, that guy sucks.
What's his name, the character's name?
You know I stopped watching with two episodes to go, so now I don't know.
Oh, my God, why can't I think of his name right now?
I'm blanking on it right now.
The dude with the red beard?
No.
The guy who was the equipment manager became the
Nate.
Nate. Coach Nate. Yeah.
No, he became such a.
I know, but they called him Nate the Great.
Yeah, but he's basically saying that he's Nate before he becomes that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look, I'm just talking about interviews. It has nothing to do with them in general. It's about
they're great. I'm a P1 listener. You know that.
You
are.
You have
all
been
the time.
For a long time. You used to
Me
watch
and
the
Mason's
TV
mom
show.
used to watch it on TV. Yeah. Not together, of course. But.
Hey, George, you talk about NBA. Come on.
Oh, my God, Chris. Did you hear the crosstalk today?
I didn't.
Or no?
I didn't.
He literally, they start, both of them, even Mason, they wanted to talk about Kyrie.
Mason was big on the free agency frenzy.
I mean, it's like, bro, I'm going to talk about that for 3 hours. Like, can we just, like, have some fun? Well, what do you guys want to talk about? And then we ended up talking about Greg trying to hook up. And then,
hook up with whom?
Well, we're trying to hook him up.
He used to go to the Del Amo Mall.
Yeah, apparently, I'm going to the Lululemon Mall. I'm going to MILF on the floor or something like
MILF
that.
MILF on the floor in San Diego.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, George started down the road, Chris.
Oh,
of
Cappy
yesterday. Yeah.
We need to cut that up when you said. So, Chris, are you familiar with Deadmau5, the DJ?
No.
Yeah.
No,
so
he said me.
Oh, Greg is. Okay. So, Deadmau5 is a super famous EDM DJ.
Oh.
So, we were playing this song yesterday.
Oh, God, he's doing the pony dance now.
No, this is a different dance. This is the cowboy dance.
Oh, yeah. Same dance.
And then you know, we asked Cappy what it was, and of course he Shazammed it.
Yeah.
And then he told us Cascade, which is one of the DJs, and then he goes Hala, which is the girl who's singing, and then he goes, and Dead Meow 5, because Dead Mouse spells it with a 5 at the end.
I saw the tweets.
Yeah, and you know, because people use it creatively. But, man, I literally almost fell off my chair laughing. Like, it was the funniest thing we've done on this show in months.
Here's the great thing about Cap.
The audience just ate it up. It was the funniest thing. Laura, you should find the audio of that.
I have it cut up in highlights.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, Chris is kind
play
of
it for Chris right now.
Yeah,
play. Oh, we're way over the break. Do it on the other side. We'll do that. We'll get back to big news. Official UCLA, USC going to the Big Ten.
Hey, Key, you went to USC.
And then Kyrie to the Lakers, how it happens, and where KD ends up, all coming up next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Go, Cappy. I know you know this one.
I love this song.
Do you
I
know
just have to wait
Cap-
for the umbrella, Ella part.
Yeah, but you know who it is, though. You know. We've already done this before.
Cap. Oh, this is not Reynoso. This is Rihanna.
Rihanna, yes.
Rihanna, right?
Yes. Hell umbrella, yeah. Ella. All right, so Christopher, are you there?
I am.
Okay, so I want Laura to play yesterday. I want you to hear exactly how this happened, because it was one of, if not the funniest moment we've had doing these musical things with Cap, where he has to try to guess who it is. Like, you need to hear this. I think it was just the way it was dismounted was absolutely hilarious. So it's like a quick thing for a couple minutes. Laura, play it in its entirety, and I'll tell you when to stop it. Come on, Cappy. Give it to me. I'll give you. Let me see. What would I give you if you get this right? If you get this right, I will hook you up.
No Shazamming either.
Yeah, he's already Shazammed it, probably. Who is the performer on this song? You can give me one of them. There's actually technically four. Four
right.
different performers
You're
on
right,
this track.
Someone's
right
being
here.
Featured.
Is there's somebody who's actually being featured in this song?
Yeah, there's a featured. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I will give you. Yeah. I will give you. I will bring it in again.
Yeah.
One
yeah
more time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you tell me one of the four people who are on this particular track. So you got to give it to me. I give you five more seconds. Five, four, three, two.
I got it.
Who?
How about Cascade?
You're so full of crap. You
Shazammed
that.
It.
You totally Shazammed it.
I did not Shazam anything.
Yes, you did.
You totally Shazammed that.
Is this
that
featuring Hala?
Yeah.
You totally Shazammed it.
There's no way.
There's no way you would have gotten this.
You're so stupid. That's why you were silent
he
for
said
so long.
No Shazamming, Cappy.
You want to know the funny part, though, is that once I heard George like starting to set this up, like, all right, I'm going to give you, and I'm like, okay, he's going to ask me who this is.
Yeah.
And then
so
I started Shazamming.
You immediately went and put it on your headphones.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I didn't want to sound really dumb. Like, Cascade is spelled Kaskade, so I just assumed the pronunciation was Cascade. And it's featuring Hayl, and I thought that would be Hala.
Yeah.
The other two, KX5, what do I call them?
KX5.
Okay, and then the other ones are Dead Meow 5? What is that? Who are they?
Dead Meow.
Who are the Dead Meows? Who are the Dead Meow 5s? Is that like the Jackson 5?
It's not a they.
Meow. It's going to be a promo, Cappy.
This is the promo. No question about it.
Meow.
It's Dead Mouse, man. Dead Mouse.
Oh, man.
All right, hold on a second. It's spelled DEADMAU5. That's yeah. dead mouse?
The yeah. meow.
It's just creative. Oh, creative.
I'm so proud of myself for bringing like, the song up.
It's just creative. Yeah. All right. Dead bring mouse. It down. That's fine.
I mean, that was amazing.
That was incredible.
Also, just the Shazamming. So what did you do? Put the Shazam, the app, right into your ear?
Right, yeah. Right up to my headphones, yeah. And it picks up the music even as George is talking over the music. I was able to still get it. But D-E-A-D-M-A-U-5. How would anybody know that's dead mouse?
But why would that be dead meow?
It's not even spelled like that, meow.
Trying to sound it out. You know,
it would be
meow
dead
five.
Mow, maybe you know? Five, but.
The dead meow fives. Telling you right now, they're on Soul Train this Saturday morning.
Here's the thing. If we can start a station band, we should call it the Dead Meow Five. And just perform at the Mandy's next year. If we can come up with people who want to make a band, we will give you the name Dead Meow Five. We will give you the rights to that name.
God. Or maybe, Chris, would you be opposed to a DJ next year for the Mandy's? And maybe we get Dead Meow Five to come play.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds costly, but yeah. a DJ, I'm all for.
Yeah. I know a few.
Yeah.
I might get my boy Diplo to show up.
Your boy. Oh, sure. The one you didn't know and you had to ask who he was.
By the way, I'm in the studio looking at that Max Kellerman picture that Sedano pulled out of the closet on Monday. That day, that was like, what, 4 days ago, 3 days ago? Yeah, that day seems like it was Monday. A year ago.
It does. Yeah.
I mean, I'm so tired.
And it's only Thursday.
And Cap just keeps texting me, Sedano, every day. Hey, have you recovered? Yeah, I've recovered, but I'm tired. Leave me alone.
Yeah. You're that guy, Cap.
It is true. I'm checking on him all the time, you know. Yeah. You okay today, man? You doing all right?
Hey, you want to come to San Diego this weekend? No, not really. I want to sleep.
Yeah, what do you got going on this weekend?
I'm going to sleep. I'm going to play golf. I'm going to smoke cigars. I'm going to blow some firecrackers into the pool, and that's it.
Into the pool you're blowing them?
Yeah, I'll blow them right in there.
Got it.
You
got
to blow into the pool. That way, there's no fires. And I'm going to put, this is the first time in the summer, we're going to put up the big screen over the pool, right? The backyard big screen. Mm-hmm. Put on some movies. That's it.
Who's we?
Like, my family's going to come over.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Hey, by the way.
Yeah. We'll put some meat on the grill.
Mazel tov to your mom and dad. 40 years of marriage. Did I see this today?
Correct. 40 years.
Yeah. Wow.
I can barely get through 40 minutes with a woman, and they got 40 years.
Well, that's a problem.
Well, it's not a problem for me. It's a problem for them.
Same. Bad.
That's amazing. 40 years.
Yeah. Which
and you're about to turn 40,
next,
right?
But you're confused on this. September 2023. By the way, tomorrow starts the challenge, Cappy.
No.
No, for me, it's July 1st. Because 4th of July is an easy holiday to just put a lot of meat in your mouth.
Yellow.
You don't need any carbs. Just a lot of meat. Steaks, burgers.
It's easy to do the keto on
hot dogs, yeah. bacon, yeah. Yeah. Fish,
sausage.
A lot of sausage.
Yeah. I'm starting my diet on Tuesday, July 5th.
Okay.
5th.
Yeah, that's right. Tuesday, July 5th starts my diet.
But is 4th of July
Dead
a holiday?
5 day?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
On Dead Meow 5 day?
That's right. That's right. On the Dead Meow 5th of July.
Is 4th of July a holiday, Cappy, that you pop off down in San Diego?
It is kind of one of those pop-off sort of holidays because really, once the weekend starts, which really will begin tonight.
Yes.
And then it'll turn into a few different parties Friday,
Saturday.
Well,
don't you
Saturday.
Have a show tomorrow?
Yeah, that's true. That's true, we do. But tomorrow night, you know.
I was going to say, Cap, wait, hold up.
Give me the firecracker, Scott. Give it to me.
Okay, now.
Hello.
All right, Christopher, thank you, buddy. I know you got to get to your
Chris, you've watched a USC football game in the past. What is your opinion of the USC move to the Big Ten? How's that?
Here's the thing.
Oh,
it hurts a little bit because we have such memories at the Coliseum playing those crappy Pac-12 teams. But I guess, hey, whatever.
Dude, this is huge.
It is huge.
Let me tell you something.
And let me tell you who it's huge for. Keyshawn Johnson, who can do these tailgates at Wisconsin and be on like 5 Good Karma radio stations at the same time.
Right, there's that too.
Yes.
But the significance of this is huge because like USC was the Pac-12.
Yep.
Like in the same way Ohio State was the Big Ten or is the Big Ten and Alabama's the SEC. Like same thing. Like this is the biggest move in college football maybe ever. Like as far as moving to a different conference.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that because it's huge, especially because of the history of the Rose Bowls.
Right.
You know, those teams, the Michigans, the Ohio States, everything with USC.
75 years or whatever, 80 years, whatever it's been.
It's going to be big, Cappy. Can you imagine that first USC-Michigan at the Big House?
Oh, dude. How about like...
We'll go to Ann Arbor and we'll do bits.
USC has Penn State come to town or Wisconsin come to town?
When are we getting USC's rights back?
We're working on it. Key actually was texting with the great Sam Pines today about that.
Really?
Yeah, we need to get that back.
Yeah. Why don't I talk to
Boney? I mean, they don't want to be on some news station. Let's be honest.
Do you have a relationship with Boney? Like a real relationship?
Cappy
like a
does.
Really, really, really tight, long-term.
Tell him he needs to talk to Key.
Wait, so Key and Bone are going to broker the deal?
Well, hopefully with good karma. I mean, Key is, you know, he's an All-American, LA's native son, you know, one of the greatest wide receivers in USC history.
We need to get them back.
Unless, yeah. Cap, you feel like you can broker it. I mean,
no. I mean, I do feel like I can broker it.
But you
it.
Want something in it. You're going to want to host pregame or something.
Yeah, but let him host it.
No, Cappy, I don't want to host ahead. Pregame. I think
because Mason's going to want to host pregame.
No, Mason can host pregame.
He used to.
Yeah, he did.
I know, but that was like 1,000 years ago.
Well, he's still spry for his age.
Wow, for his age.
No, we should give pregame to like...
Sedano, you and I should do post from the Coliseum.
No.
How great would that be?
I'm going to be on college football games.
I'll do post from the Coliseum. As long as we can party and have fun during the game, yeah. And then we come out and we're like, hey, this is how the game went today. And like we're having real fun because we really, really did what you do during a college football
game. Didn't the Kamenetskis go to USC?
No. Andy did.
Well, yeah. So there you go. Problem.
And the third lost one that we found at the Mendes. Yeah, right.
Wait, the third Kamenetsky. We can have them all three of them do it.
Dude, Cap, that would Kamenetsky. Be fun. The post, yeah, the USC postgame show. I'll paint your face before we go on.
Dude, I'm in. Yeah. I'll wear my Keyshawn jersey.
Number three, but that's also Carson
But you
got
to wear it as a mid-drift. Like Key used like to. Like Key used to. Right.
Even though yeah. I'm going to look like an offensive lineman wearing it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Although, Chris, I don't know. You and me, we got this diet coming. We might look good for college football season.
We
got
to do it, guys.
I got a lot of history at the Coliseum. There, nothing looks better than a beautiful woman in a USC t-shirt.
Mm.
No, 100%.
Oh, Laura doesn't like that. Laura doesn't like that.
I know. I know she don't like it, but that's the reality.
Brewing girl.
Well.
You know, we get Rachel in a USC t-shirt. Oh, everything changes.
A very tight one.
I mean, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
All right, have fun at dinner. All right, we got to do Radio Tinder next. Laura, are you going to do that or no?
I am.
Oh, okay. So we'll do Radio Tinder next. We'll do a shortened version of it because I feel bad that I teased this Kyrie thing for 2 segments and we didn't get to it. So we'll get to that. There's a path for the Lakers still. I told you yesterday, remember, Cappy? This wasn't dead. Now, for real, it's not dead. And there is a real path. I will tell you that path coming up after Radio Tinder next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lindsay's not here, Christopher. We got to go to Laura. Take it away, Laura.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not doing that voice, though, guys.
You've been saying the whole time you didn't like it. Yesterday, you were like, enough already.
Well, I did it once, but I'm like, that's all like a Sedano-Lindsay thing, you know? So I stay in my lane. Anyways. All right. So shout out to Greg because he did help write some of these. And here goes. So Michael Bay is known for large explosions and action scenes. Well, yes. Stephen King is not a fan. He tweeted the other day that Michael Bay's Transformers was the only movie that he's ever walked out of.
Yeah,
swipe left or swipe right if you guys ever walked out on a movie before. Cappy?
I did. So I will start with that. Swipe right. I walked out. The only movie I've ever walked out of. There was a sequel to Pet Sematary. Okay.
What the?
Oh, no. Sorry. Sequel to The Exorcist. Okay, I don't know if it was a prequel or something.
Yeah, I think you're right, like Exorcist 2. You're right, mm-hmm. I think you're right.
No, it was the prequel, actually.
Oh, really? There's a prequel to The Exorcist.
Exorcist the Beginning, that's what it was. I was on a date, okay, and the girl wanted to see it. And it's called Exorcist the Beginning, 2003 or 4, somewhere around that range. And I remember saying, like, about like 45 minutes into the movie, I'm like, this movie is so boring and so terrible. And I looked at her and I go, do you really want to stay and watch this? She's like, nah, yeah, it was a bad call. Let's go to like grab something to eat or something. And I was like, all right, cool. Thanks. I didn't want to like, if you wanted to stay, I would totally stay. I just was wondering, do you like this movie? Like that was what I asked her. And she's like, no, it's actually not that good. And I'm like, okay, good. Let's go. Get out of here. That's it. That's the only movie I've ever walked out of.
I'm going to swipe left here and tell you, Laura, I can never remember ever a time where I've walked out of a movie. And it's mostly because I'm one of those kinds of cheapskates that's like, well, wait a second, I paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I might as well just sit here and watch the whole thing. It's kind of like, you know, if you're eating something, you're like, it's not very good,
oh,
but
hell no.
I'm paying for it. I might as well eat it.
No. I don't think I've ever walked out on a movie because it was bad. I've walked out in a movie because of other reasons. But I must say, Sedano, I'm glad you didn't leave your date there, because I actually know someone that did, because they wanted to stay and watch it.
I wasn't going to do that.
she wanted to watch the movie.
So I just asked her, I said, hey, are you enjoying this movie? And she's like, not really. And I was like, okay, yeah, because I think it stinks. We just left and we went to, I don't know, we probably went to whatever restaurant was there in the same shopping center as the movie theater or whatever. Like, that was it. That was the end of it.
Gosh, I can never remember walking out of a movie. Really?
No,
can't.
That one specifically. Yeah. It's the only time it's ever happened. So that's why I remember it.
Mm. Interesting. Okay, here goes another one. Yeah. Elon Musk likes to say things that are a bit controversial, we'll say, right? Well, he tweeted earlier this year, all the COVID stays at home stuff has tricked people into thinking that you don't actually need to work hard. Some people say that working from home allows you to actually get more done. So which side are you on? Musk's tweet is wrong, swipe left or swipe right? Cappy. Let's go with Cappy.
So the question is Elon Musk, is he saying that people who work from home can't be as productive?
He's saying that, you know, COVID and you staying at home has tricked people into thinking they don't have to really work hard. So meaning that if you're staying home and working from home, you're not really working hard.
Okay, I'm swiping left on that. I will say this, and I don't know how anybody else's experience has gone over the course of the last 2.5 years, but I'm going to say that for me, I work longer, I work harder, I work smarter, I'm more productive at home than I've ever been in 25 plus years of doing radio. Seriously.
100%. Yep. I'm with you wholeheartedly. I have never been more productive than what I get so much more accomplished at home. I'm not sitting in front of the TV. I'm actually working and doing stuff. Whereas in an office, people are like coming by your desk and talking to you about this and talking to you about that. And hey, do you need this? Do you need that? Whereas now it's like, if they got to connect with me, most people will text or email, and I can answer it at my convenience. I don't have to be looking over my shoulder, be like, hey, is someone coming up to the fourth floor to my cube here in the building? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have to deal with any of that. I can just be like, I can answer on my terms.
Yeah. And I also feel like I've used other pieces of technology. Look, everybody's learned how to use Zoom by now, or Microsoft Meetings or whatever it's called. But I use Slack all the time. I'm telling you, I've got like 3 different Slack things going. Mm-hmm. And so I don't feel like I'm missing anything. Now, look, I will say this. I like coming into the office. I like when we can all be with each other. But honestly, I actually think the shows are better when we're not.
I agree. I mean, look at Dead Meow 5 is the perfect example.
That would never have happened. Would never have happened if we were together.
That's funny. All right, Greg, sorry, I'm going to kill one of yours and go to mine. There's a new California law that says high school students can't start before 8:30 a.m. and middle school students can't start before 8 a.m. I know the kids are going to love starting school later. But as parents, because you guys are both parents, are you in favor of the late start? Sedano, let's start with you. Swipe right or swipe left?
As in later start, like you mean later in September or August?
No, like the time frame. So when I was going to high school, we would start around 7 in the morning. Right. So now as high school students, you cannot start before 8:30 a.m. and middle school can't start before 8 a.m.
It's hard if you have like kids in different like schools, like, you know, one in high school, one like junior in middle school, one in middle school, one in elementary. It becomes a little more challenging for those parents. I wish that would be a little more streamlined. In retrospect, now that I think about it, it might be easier for one parent to be able to make all that work depending on what the times are. So, like, for example, if let's say the elementary school starts at 8:30, but the high school starts at, you know, 8, for example, you can, you know, or the middle school starts at 8, you can take one and then drop off the other or vice versa. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's easier in that regard. So I don't have a big problem with it. Mm-hmm. I haven't had to encounter that. But I do have some of that now because my daughter, her school starts at 8:30 and my son's preschool starts at 9. So I do have enough time to take both of them.
Yeah, see, I'm going to swipe right here. I actually like this move a lot that high school starts at 8:30 rather than, you know, I think my kid started 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, really an early morning. And I don't really mean for me because I'm up and at them anyway. But for them, and they're girls, they're so motivated. They just jump out of bed. They're ready to roll. You know, if you've got boys, they can be, at least in my experience, a little bit harder to kind of get motivated, especially in the morning. So I think giving these guys a little bit of extra time is good. George, I understand what you're saying. I had at one point one in high school, two in junior high school, one in elementary. It was easy when all four were in the same elementary school. But then it turned into two in high school. Then it turned into three in high school, one in middle school, one in elementary school. I mean, dude, I don't think I did my math right there. Bottom line is I was going to like three different schools every day.
So
I like this.
The only thing that I feel can cause problems, because, yes, the kids would love the extra sleep, but what about those parents that have to be at work, you know, at 8 or something like that? Because, I mean, you know, my parents worked, so that was one of the hard things for us. Like, my mom had 6 kids. So that's the only problem that I see.
Yeah.
But, man, I would have loved the 8:30 start. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what's next? One more.
Okay. In that case, Greg, we will be doing yours. Las Vegas Raiders tight end Darren Waller is one of the better tight ends in the NFL. Well, he put out his list of tight ends currently in the NFL, and obviously he had himself as number one. Casey's Travis Kelce was, followed by Casey's Travis Kelce, San Francisco's George Kittle, Atlanta's Kyle Pitts, and Baltimore's Mark Andrews, in that order. Lamar Jackson, was not happy with Mark as number 5. So what do you think of the list? Swipe right or swipe left on Darren Waller's top 5 tight ends? Oh, my God. That's a tongue twister.
Yeah. It really was.
What were his top 5 again?
Damn, that was long. That's why I didn't
just tell me the names, the last names.
So the last names were Kelce, Kittle, Pitts, and Andrews. And then himself as number
Kelce,
1.
Kelce, Pitts, Kittle, and okay. Yeah, and he includes himself. Yeah, that's a pretty good list. I would say. I think Pitts is going to be incredible. He's only a second-year player now, but yeah.
Well, that's just the thing, is that Pitts is such a young guy, but he's obviously, you know, anybody who knows the story of this kid, you know, he kind of has a receivery, tight endy kind of build. He's a really kind of a hybrid guy. Anyway, nonetheless, I like the list. I don't have a huge problem with the list. One of the kids is kind of young. He hasn't really proven it all that much yet. Waller's a great story because he's made a big comeback in his life and his career, but is he really the number one tight end in the NFL? He put himself as number one.
I mean, he's in the conversation.
All right. Travis Kelce, George Kittle. I'll go with those guys as 1 and 2. And again, I think Waller can be, you know, in the conversation of top 5, but I don't think he's number one. But I like that he put himself there. I'd probably do the same thing.
Confidence.
Yeah. I'd probably do the same thing.
All right, cool. That is Radio Tinder each and every day. Award-winning Radio Tinder each and every day at 5:30 right here on this very show. Brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and do what I do. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. All right, Kyrie to the Lakers is on. And I'm going to tell you what's true, what's real, and what's not real when it comes to the Lakers. We'll catch you up on who they've signed today. They've made 4 signings today, which I think will all be pretty good signings for this particular roster and help kind of augment some of the talent that they lacked in a lot of ways. So we'll have that for you, and then we'll get back into USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten. It's now official about 45 minutes ago. We'll have that for you. Stick around. Sedano and Cap, 710 ESPN. Back in 2 minutes. Come on now.
Yeah.
Shake your asses. That's what she said. We can say that. If not, we just did. Cappy.
Yo.
Who sings this?
Give me a hint.
One of the artists is the lead singer of No Doubt.
Okay, I got Gwen Stefani. That one I got no problem.
Okay.
Give me another hint, George.
The other artist who's currently singing.
Rough Riders.
Right. Rough Riders.
Oh, Mount Up?
What the?
I don't know. I just made that up. I don't know. Come on, give me a good, solid hint.
Okay. She has
You're thinking Warren G. Regulator.
Right. Mount Up.
She has little paw prints on her boobies.
Does have paw prints on her boobies, yes. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to describe.
Oh, you must be talking about Eve.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
She got paw prints on her boobies.
No, you Googled that.
No, Laura told me in my ear.
I bet
been telling him Eve for why the past give me, like 3 minutes.
I know, but why didn't you give me this hint, George? Adam and blank.
I was gonna eventually go there. But I thought Rough Riders was a good one because you wouldn't know and you would say something ridiculous, and you did.
Yeah, I don't the Rough Riders.
And honestly, that's way better for the show than telling you Adam and blank.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is Gwen Stefani?
Well, this is Eve.
Well, that's Eve, but Gwen Stefani is singing the hook, yeah.
Really?
That's her right here.
Thanks to Kent McGrath, who tweeted me that this is Eve. Thank you, Kent. Appreciate that. Much love to you, my brother. George, are you going to tell all the Laker fans out there today how the Kyrie truth? Irving is going to become a Laker player? Come on.
Yeah, we're going to give you the truth. Kyrie Irving, here's the thing. KD asking out actually helped the Lakers. Do you want to know how?
Let me think about this for a quick second here.
Yeah.
KD wanting out of Brooklyn is going to help the Lakers because there's very little trade market, it seems, for Kyrie. So now if Durant wants out and they can make a move to maybe replace Durant's salary with Russ's salary? I mean, are we thinking that way?
Yeah,
no?
Right.
Am I going too deep here? Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Tell me. I'm an outsider.
KD asking out gives them – well, first things first, Kyrie opting in actually helped in a lot of ways too. Let me not dismiss that part of the equation because no longer are you trying to do a sign and trade because the minimum sign and trade is 3 years. So that means you're committing to Kyrie for at least 3 years. Whereas if you're trading for him now, he's just an expiring contract. So you can give him – you can trade for him now and you play it out for the year and then you figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just – you and you have his bird rights. So you can give him whatever contract length you feel comfortable with moving forward. It doesn't have to be a minimum of three. It could be two if you want. Whatever you agree to him with. So there's that. Let me just start with that. But the KD part of the equation is this. Because KD decided to ask out, it now says, oh, wait a second. We can recoup a lot of assets for KD. So even though we're not going to get the assets we would have wanted for Kyrie, KD will allow us to recoup a ton of assets. Young all-star caliber players, all the picks, well, not all of them, but a good chunk of picks that we lost when we traded for James Harden and that thing blew up in our face. So the combination of those two things, but KD, you know, asking out also played a part in that, and it made it easier for the Lakers to not have to, A, commit to Kyrie long-term, B, also, because the market is more open for KD, it allows the market, in theory, to also be more open for Kyrie. In that regard, it gives the Lakers a little bit of, I wouldn't call it leverage, but it gives them at least a more realistic opportunity to land him.
You're saying Brooklyn doesn't need as much from the Lakers because they're going to get a whole
the
bunch.
The haul they're going to get for KD is going to be crazy.
All right, let's
and they
talk
can just
about...
be like, they're just going to be like, all right, fine, we can just get whatever we can get for Kyrie.
Well, right, I mean, anything to get rid of him. I mean, I think that the Brooklyn perspective is anything we can do to get rid of Kyrie after the KD thing goes down once you see what you bring back. But let me ask you a question. You ready? If you're going to trade for Kevin Durant, don't you think you're going to have to give up anything good you have?
You're saying if you're a team trading for KD.
Right. So if let's just say you're Phoenix, which is the first place that they said he wanted to go. He wants to go to Phoenix. First and foremost, if I'm the owner of Brooklyn, I'm like, oh, you want to go to Phoenix? Oh, is that your desired location? Okay, great. We'll not be making that happen for you. We'll just trade you to, I don't know, how about back to Oklahoma City? Does that sound like a good spot? Would you like to go there? I mean, my goodness, the control. I couldn't wait to get rid of this guy if I were the owner of Brooklyn. He hadn't done anything for us. The whole thing's been a disaster. So leave, get lost. But anybody who trades for KD, aren't they going to have to give up everything so that when KD gets there, what's he going to walk into?
Not necessarily everything. But you're going to give up. I mean, because here's the problem, right? Yeah. Like, when the. Now, look, the Nets can work their way around this. Mason Ireland had this wrong earlier today, so I want to clear it up. they were talking about how Devin Booker or Bam Adebayo or Jason Tatum or a bunch of these guys, Donovan Mitchell, all these guys who were extended recently that from that draft class, right, couldn't be traded to Brooklyn because of Ben Simmons, because you can't have two rookie extension guys via trade on your team. Like, it's not happening.
Jeez, there's a lot of rules, man. Gosh.
By the rules. Well, I'm explaining it to you, and I'm trying to keep it simple, so don't interrupt me.
Thank you.
Okay, so you can't do that. And that, so that part is accurate. But what everyone seems to be missing is they can also trade Ben Simmons, and then that rule doesn't apply. So, like, you know, they can just be like, all right, we'll trade Ben somewhere else, and we can get Devin Booker or Bam Adebayo or Jason Tatum or Donovan Mitchell or whatever in a three-team deal or whatever we want to do, or a two-team deal. Like, yes, all that stuff is still possible. They just have to move Ben Simmons to one of the – either in a straight-up trade, like he has to be part of the package, or to a third team.
My goodness, man. The Devin Booker move, or at least the
no, you're not trading. But here's
move.
The thing. If you're Miami and Phoenix, which are his two preferred destinations, you're literally saying there's no chance we're trading you. I mean, they'll start with, we're not trading you Bam and Jimmy and Chris Paul and Devin Booker. And you have to work within that frame. And by the way, if no one else steps up, because I know Boston is trying to get in this KD mix, because again, the Nets, to your point, do have some control, like a pretty, actually a decent amount of control in this scenario. So they're going to have to do this dance, this delicate dance with KD, because KD's going to want to go somewhere. And you risk pissing off KD, because then what happens, Cappy, is you risk pissing off KD and the other players around the league are like, I don't want to go to Brooklyn because look what they did to KD. You know what
I
mean?
Look what they did to KD.
They weren't accommodating when he wanted out.
Right, because he wasn't accommodating when he was in.
Well, that's not true. Kevin Durant played his ass off for them.
I'm not saying he didn't, but here's let me just put it to you this way. So when Kevin Durant got his current contract, which is like, I don't know, 40-something million dollars a year, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they signed him hurt. So the first year of his entire contract was, hey, would you like to have $40-plus million dollars for doing nothing? Here you go, pal. Because
right.
they
but
didn't
the
get
way,
anything
but,
from
but
him.
Cap.
Yeah.
Every team in the league would have done the same thing.
I understand that. What I'm saying is...
So let's not make them martyrs here.
They're not martyrs, but what I'm saying is that they signed him, they gave him the money, they all knew that he was hurt, and they all knew that he was going to miss the season. So here's this massive amount of money. We're the ones that gave it to you. Yes, right. Chances are somebody else would have given
it to him
as well.
No, not chances are. 30 teams would have done the exact same thing.
All I'm saying is that he got $40-plus million dollars to rehab his Achilles. Okay, we gave you that money. We got nothing from you. Right. Then... You and your pal over here, okay, you guys picked out the coach you wanted, and we hired the coach you wanted, and by the way, it has netted us zero. In the last 3 years, 2 years, whatever it's been, it's netted us zero. You wanted this player, wanted this coach,
you guys wanted it all to work together. Okay. Hold on. Let's not say zero. Now, zero in the sense that, yes, they're arguably the biggest disappointment in NBA history regarding... like the results. Yes, I'm with you on that. However, they made a killing in Brooklyn off KD and Kyrie. Like financially, they made out like bandits.
You're saying that the organization was able to...
Oh my God. They locked in people for suites and seats and all that stuff for years. They made hundreds of millions of dollars. Hundreds. Like, plural, of millions of dollars.
Okay, listen, all I'm saying is this, that if I'm Brooklyn, I can't wait to get out of the KD business and the Kyrie business.
Okay.
I'm ready to try and find guys who really want to be here,
okay,
who aren't going to just leave when things don't go their way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want guys who want to be here and guys who want to be part of a team, not two individual stars.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we were supposed to have Blake Harris here. It's
what
Thursday.
What happened to Blake Harris?
We forgot.
I dropped the ball.
Do you have his number?
It's my fault. It's all me.
No, I got it.
No, it's my bad.
Text him and say we're going to do him on now. We just forgot.
And you want to know the funny part, dude? I wrote it on the rundown today.
I see it.
Yeah.
So we'll do Blake now. We'll do Blake in the next segment.
Actually, I'm glad we are, because for as much as we've talked about the UCLA-USC move to the Big Ten, for as much as we've talked about NBA free agency and all these rumors and everything, The Dodgers.
Oh my God!
The
Freddie Freeman thing is still hot.
Oh right, there's so much more, and now you've got a great series starting tonight at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, so let's do that, Blake. Sorry, bro, our bad. We'll get you on next segment, Blake Harris, our insider, our Dodger insider, to talk to us next.